Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
And also with us from the world's finest world's finest true believers, we've got Chris.
How you doing? I didn't mean to create a show that created a tongue twister.
Well, it doesn't help that I've got a lisp, so when I try to say things before my mind can actually process what I'm saying, it messes up.
Do you want me to make cue cards to hold up?
Maybe. That might be smart work. We are on the fifth issue of this Man of Steel miniseries. If you'd like to check out the previous coverage, go check out our last four episodes. Chris, why don't you go ahead and start out this issue here?
All right. Looks like, you know, we don't have some time has gone by. Because we can see, you know, the big deal away is Lex's hairline is continuing to recede. But it looks like he's got one of the Lex Luthor soon to be, what will he be wearing? His Lexor suit.
Yes.
And just basically saying, you know, you're getting sloppy. I knew this was you. You know, I don't know how you got out of it the first time, but I'm going to bring you down to justice. You know, Superman bantering with Luthor.
Mm-hmm. I like how Luthor's just like, oh, well, if you check the guy's credentials, you would see that he got fired weeks ago and all of the parts in that suit were stolen. And you could cross-reference that with our manifest and see, they're all stolen at different times. Like, this is the Luthor that once Superman came into play and humiliated him, Luthor's always been smart. Now he's taken it to a whole new level of like,
he knows he's got to be that much far ahead of him because he knows the kind of person he's dealing with. Yep.
And to that effect, they're in China, I believe.
Hong Kong?
They're in one of Luthor's other factories, spaces, offices across, you know, over in the East. And he actually had sensors or something set up in his office where this doctor, Dr. Tang, was monitoring it and was extrapolating DNA samples from Superman. Because they're gonna try.
Which I'd like to know how that happened.
Because
you know, he couldn't actually get a piece of Superman off of Superman without Superman doing it himself.
Maybe, I don't know. I honestly do not know, because this
comic book science.
We'll put up, chalk it up to that, because I know this is just the first attempt of Lex trying to clone Superman, and he does it multiple times. Like, he's constantly trying to make a Superman that he can control, a Superman that answers to him. And the problem with this one, though, is the machine was set up to
it's specifically created to duplicate human
physiology. And the doctor is saying that we're having some issues because it seems like
he's an Aryan.
It seems like he's not human. So once, you know, the clone comes out, steps out, and then falls over, because it, you know, they don't know that he's actually alien. But this kind of, I guess, answers that question for them. It gives them that answer. I don't know. So we go back to Metropolis and we're introduced to Lois's sister, Lucy. Now I got a question for you, Chris. What is your Superman history or your Superman knowledge?
Depends on the question you're about to ask.
Well, because so I've known that I've always known she's had a sister. Like I've always known about Luke.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever know that she was blind?
No, that kind of threw me too.
It's a temporary blindness. It just recently happened, is what it says in here.
Yeah, but yeah. They didn't say how though. That's the thing. Like, what made her blind?
They get into that a little bit at the end of it. Yeah.
Oh.
Because she can get her sight back at the end. Spoilers.
Yes. But I didn't know if I just couldn't remember if she like did something like a daredevil thing where she's running around and some acid splashes into her eyes and
she was doing acid.
The same ooze that made the turtles made her kind of blind or something. I don't know.
I don't think she's ever been blind. I think she just got into some kind of issue where she became blind for this temporary sake.
Just for the stories, for John Byrne had an idea and they wanted to run with it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, so then we see an ambulance that gets a flat tire. We see Superman come up and get the ambulance to the hospital, but the guy, well, all of the medics or people see Superman are all distraught by it.
You're not Superman. You're some kind of monster.
Yeah. We then get Lucy, who is apparently, again, she'd only been blind for a recent amount of time.
And she didn't realize that she was on the first floor. No.
I mean, she's not. But
I know.
Might
have been funnier, though.
but no, she doesn't want to be a burden on Lois, so she decides to
kill herself
and jump out the window.
The balcony
window, whatever. But she gets saved by Superman. But Superman doesn't say a word.
And his skin's all ashy.
And they also
need some moisture, right?
He also has some like his hair is kind of shaggy in that picture, which is kind of fun. But then we get Lois Lane coming to Daily Planet, making a big old show of it. I like how
greetings, wage slaves.
I should have worn my Good Morning Wage Slave shirt.
Do you really have one that says that?
Yeah. This one's my Cookies Are for Winter shirt.
Anyways.
So
Clark's like, it'd be real news in the morning if you didn't say that every fucking day. It's not even cute anymore. It's just annoying.
Every morning she comes in, she says that. And as conversation's going on, Clark hears somebody downstairs kind of screaming, and he sees this individual, so he's got to go and fix that. But when he goes down there, he notices that this guy looks like him. He's got a suit on. He's got both Superman and Clark personas happening at once. And he's like, if anybody sees this, they might be able to put together that Superman and Clark Kent are the same person, which...
Come on, buddy. We got to get out of here.
So they do get out of there with this bizarro Superman punching him through the wall.
I don't think they ever say
that. They never say bizarro, but it is bizarro. Come on.
They just say that he's bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah, Lex does that. Does say that at one point, which is funny.
And no, I'd like to point out here, you still don't get the eye beams. You just get the heat radiating off of Superman from it.
Fair enough. I take it back. I was mistaken. It happens.
But don't worry. Superman burns off all of his clothes so they can be, not recognized.
Yeah, he does it as soon as he sees Lois. He's like, oh no, Lois could piece it together because she's an actual reporter compared to me who didn't graduate. So,
damn.
Anyway, I'll get into that later. So he burns off the suit. So now it's Bizarro versus Superman, and they're fighting. Lois comes up, and Bizarro sees Lois, and he's like, okay, I've got to. He doesn't say anything, but like his mind, it seems like I have to take you home, kind of thing. But he also is showing somewhat of an affection because
he lays a big smack one on her. There you go, a little big kiss.
Yes. And he drops her off at the at Lois's apartment, where Lucy is still on the balcony, trying to figure out, I think, what exactly happened with her. But she is able to.
Does it make you guys feel awkward that Lois cops a feel on her sister right there?
No, because it's perspective, man. It's
okay. If you say so. Yep.
Could go with that. Anyway, so Lucy is able to. Lucy is able to see silhouettes of people now. Like, her vision is starting to come back, and she says that it started to the moment Superman saved her, and then he left. So we're getting an indication of kind of what's going on. Superman himself comes in, fighting ensues again. They're, you know, just back at it. But he notices that there is dust coming off of this Bizarro, and he knows that he has to stop him. I mean, it's basically one final fight. They like go head on into each other, and Bizarro just
turns into cocaine,
explodes into dust. Or cocaine,
which is also cocaine.
Hey, look, all I'm saying is, could you imagine like these people picking up this dust that's made out of him and like snorting it and shit, and then they get like temporary superpowers? Like, that would have been a pretty fucking wicked storyline there.
I feel like, yeah, I mean,
I feel like that might have happened, like not in Superman, but like in a
snort a line off my ass
some other comic, just independent comic. Could have sworn. Like, that sounds familiar. Anyway.
That, I don't know. I mean, Lucy looks pretty high right now, so she's high on something. I mean, I know she's got her sight back, but that... Ooh.
That is a pretty big high, though. I mean...
She's like, oh, see how much sight I can see now.
I mean, it just has the same kind of happy look that Harley had in Birds of Prey.
Ah, that's a good movie. But you're not wrong.
I was going to go watch it in theaters, but
we'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and buy it since it's on demand right now, and I'll give you the password. How's that?
Sweet. I mean, I won't be able to watch it for like another 3 days, but still.
Why wouldn't you be able to watch it for 3 days?
I've got a lot of stuff to do.
Oh, okay.
A lot of stuff to do.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know. It sucks, but adult life.
Yeah, same. I got a lot I got to do too. Anyway, we're not getting on.
But I'm still working also.
That's a chitty chat. We'll get on that in chit chats. So yeah, we end the issue with everybody happy. Superman's happy because he killed his doppelganger. Lucy's happy because she's not blind, and
then Superman's like, Lois, it's almost like he knew that was gonna happen.
Yeah, kinda. And Lois is happy because Superman's there. So yeah. We'll end with that.
What a happy ending.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to hear more of Chris, please check out the World's Finest True Believers podcast on all major podcasting apps. You can also find him on Twitter at Finest Believers. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Man of Steel story.